Fox City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. Our co-host, Tony Bush, is off wandering the country somewhere. We expect to see him back in about 2 weeks. But anyway, so he's off and rolling. So I'll be doing the show today. My co-host is going to be Mr. John Burns. John is one of our Score mentors. He's been with us for a number of years. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Could you want to give us just a little bit of your quick background as far as you're concerned, what your specialty is, and how you've been with SCORE?
Yes, I've been with SCORE now for right about 4 years, and my bulk of my background was in logistics, transportation, warehousing, and vehicle maintenance. And the special expertise that I utilize is marketing, finance, budgeting, strategic planning, and then general business management.
Okay, so if you're starting and looking into the manufacturing field and need some help, you'd be the man we end up talking to.
Yeah, it seems from a mentor's perspective, we get a really wide range of businesses that our people are starting.
Now, sometimes what we do is we'll meet with you, and if you have questions that one of the mentors in particular can't necessarily answer or it isn't their area, we do multiple meetings where people like John and like somebody like myself, who is pretty much a generalist, will sit down and we'll work our way through your problems. So, again, that's what SCORE is all about. So, John, happy to have you with us today. And what we're going to do is move right along. Our guest today is Susan Vandenhoevel. Susan is the executive director of the Fox West Chamber here in the Fox Cities. And Sue has been on with that chamber for a few years. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Sue, just to get things rolling, could we have you kind of give us your background? I know you've been involved in business here in the Valley for many years. So why don't you tell us your background and how you got involved with Fox West?
Well, I've been in the business community for close to 30 years. Started when I was an infant, of course, as many people do say that. But I have a strong marketing background, a small business owner, was a small business owner for more than 8 years.
Okay.
As well. Worked for several advertising agencies, also worked for other construction companies in marketing. Have been a volunteer in many capacities, whether it was United Way, March of Dimes, Fox Valley Humane Association, but also for Chambers of Commerce,
okay.
Where I've been a volunteer for more than 25 years, so I'm well acquainted with the volunteer corps and what's needed out there.
Okay, and how did you then get involved with the Fox West program?
Well, the staff person that was there was moving out of state with her family, and they had an opening. I was in the job market and sat down with their leadership at the time and had a couple of discussions, and as they say, it was history from there.
Mm-hmm.
So since October of last fall, I've been their executive director, and that organization is really taking off, and that services the areas of Hortonville, Town of Greenville, and Town of Grand Chute.
Okay. Are you limited just to those areas, or can people from other areas in the Valley get involved with you guys?
People from other areas. We have members from Neenah-Menasha, one from a couple from De Pere. So it depends on what meets a particular business's needs.
Okay.
As a business is out there shopping for what's going to be best for their needs and getting into any type of a membership organization.
Sue, what would you say is the primary reason people would join a chamber, or particularly Fox West?
Usually when they're joining this type of a membership organization, whichever chamber, they're going to be looking for the business resources that a chamber can bring to the table. whether it be legislative or advocacy, networking, education, and those are just a few of the things that a chamber can bring to the table. And again, depending on the size of the business, it may depend on your needs and what you're looking for. There are several area chambers to choose from. We have members even from New London and beyond. Mm-hmm. So they may look for the type of activity. If they were to look for the Waupaca Chamber, they do a lot of tourism as
okay.
well.
Yep.
And you may have a business that wants to be more business focused. So that may be why they would come to a Fox West versus something that's closer in their particular area.
And the range of sizes of the businesses that you have as members, I heard the new Outagamie International Airport is one of your members?
They are, yes. They belong to just about all of the chambers, of course. We do have big business. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of manufacturing in the Fox West area. But I would say the majority of our businesses, and when we define small business, you're going to be looking at a lot of the mom-and-pop businesses. And I hate to say mom and pop because sometimes it's not just a husband and wife that own it, but there's a lot of entrepreneurial businesses. These are members that don't have the resources. We're very aware of what we do to bring things to our members because they don't have the resources, meaning the staff, mm-hmm. to maybe be away from their business for hours at a time to attend events or other functions. So we do a lot to try and bring chamber functions to them.
Okay. Speaking of staff, you know, how large is your staff?
That would be me. I'm chief cook and bottle washer and everything.
One man band.
And it, you know what? It's wonderful because I'm working with the board of directors, and we started our own ambassador program just last December, and we put the word out, we needed ambassadors, and within 3 weeks we had 12 ambassadors.
Wonderful. So, good cooperation.
So, I mean, people are really stepping up to the plate and want to be involved and want to help guide this organization mm-hmm. to their next phase.
Would you want to mention who a couple of the other board members are?
Our board members are Josh Reese of ProShine Window Cleaning, Heather Wieser of Skyline Exhibit Resources, Kirsten Gustafson of Kelly Services, Mark Conkle of Conkle Accounting, and Lance Schmidt of Wolf River Community Bank. That's our board members, and they've done a tremendous job in the last couple of years in as a volunteer leadership and really guiding this organization to where we are.
Great to have that kind of cooperation and activities.
Yes.
So it sounds like everything is going. Speaking of activities, what are some of the things that, well, let's just take a look at what's going on right now. If you were going to want to promote what activity is happening at this point.
You know, as many chambers, and not only chambers, but many business organizations do the standard golf outing and other type of networking events that just about every membership organization does. One of the unique two unique things that our chamber does, we have a monthly membership meeting. So mm-hmm. Our members can come together once a month, the first Thursday of every month. And it's not only networking, but we talk about what's going on within the chamber and what we're doing. And we try and keep that to an hour. We do serve lunch. We used to get about 22 to 28 people at that. In the last 6 months, we're now up to consistently having 50 to 60 people
wow.
at those. So people are really enjoying getting to know each other on a more personal level. And the same thing is happening with our business after hours as far as the increasing numbers. Another unique thing we do is called Chamber U, U meaning university.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring the chamber to the community. And by that we mean, we often hear people say, I don't have time to get involved by going to meetings or going to events,
mm-hmm.
but I know the chamber is of value. So we learn about their business, and then we take a half an hour and we bring people in to go through a tour and learn firsthand what that business does. Our original goal was to have maybe 8 to 10 people attend those. We've held 3 of those so far, and we've had at least 15 people at each one of them going through touring a business and learning firsthand. One of our events was held at Appleton Ice.
Mm.
You know, we were joking about learning about the Zamboni, or we wanted to
yeah,
ride
every,
the Zamboni.
Everybody has
everybody
to ride the Zamboni.
Everybody wanted to ride the Zamboni, but I didn't know there was so much to a Zamboni, and I didn't know that there are different kinds of ice that ice skaters like or hockey players like. So, again, we took a half an hour out of our day. You know, it was a pinpoint, learn about that business, and then go on about your day.
Is it true on that one that you have to have Snoopy on the Zamboni to be able to drive it, or is that just a rumor?
I didn't see Snoopy. I did sit in the driver's seat, but they still wouldn't let me put it in gear.
Okay.
I was able to see it.
Yeah, Sue, where did that idea come from?
That came from our volunteer ranks. That actually came from our ambassadors. And they hear all the time when they're trying to recruit prospects to join. And, again, people continue to say, I don't have time to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So within a short amount of time, it was a meeting that we held in, I believe, December, the idea came up. Our events committee and our education committee then took that idea and ran with it, came up with the name, came up with the logo, and we held our first one in February.
Oh, wonderful.
So again, it was a need that members and prospects were asking for.
And Sue, if we wanted to get in contact with your organization, what is the website, phone number, how do we reach you?
They can go on to foxwestchamber.com, or our phone number is 920-931-2925.
Okay, and there's a page on the website there where they can request information and
sign
in?
They can, and it's best to just probably call. They can send an email to our main email address, which is marketing@foxwestchamber.com. And we can give them information on Chamber U, and we'd be happy to add them to our prospecting so that they can receive our information as well.
That's great. We're talking to our guest, Sue Vandenhoevel, who is the executive director of the Fox West Chamber. I want to just take a quick second here, though, to recognize some of our sponsors for this program, because they're, of course, the ones that keep us in business. So we want to just put a quick thank you out to the Fox Communities Credit Union, who's been a longtime sponsor with their banking services to help our members. Also, we have Albertson Hailing CPAs located both here in Appleton and Green Bay to help out with small business accounting and all the needs that you might have in those areas. Also, a thank you to Legal Business Edge. That's Sarah DeBruin, who handles a lot of the small business legal activity that you're involved in as far as setting up your business plans, being able to set up different types of businesses, LLCs, and that type of activity. Also, a quick thank you to a newer sponsor of ours, which is the Ridgestone Bank. Ridgestone Bank is the number one SBA lender here in Wisconsin, and they focus primarily just on small businesses throughout the Fox Valley area. Another new sponsor that we have, I want to thank them for coming on, is Tundraland. Tundraland, of course, is a home improvement company located outside of Kaukauna. They handle areas as far as windows, sunroom design. They also do upgrades and so on for bath and kitchen activities. excuse me. We want to thank them for joining us as a small business. They're interested in supporting a lot of the activities here in the Fox Cities. Two other organizations we work with is Candale Marketing. Candale Marketing are the people who were very, very helpful in getting us up on our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website. Zach Pulowski and his crew are work with us on that to keep us in business. And also a quick thank you out there to the Business News, which is the news organization. Excuse me, newspaper organization here in the East Central Wisconsin. They produce a newspaper with all the small business information available every 2 weeks. It's only $20 a year, and if you're interested in any of the information and also information about the different chambers and so on and what's going on, they are an excellent source for you to get that type of information. So again, a quick thank you to all of the sponsors that we have. We're going to take a quick break at this point in time. Be back with our guest and talk a little bit more about the Fox West Chamber and all of the wonderful things that they've been doing. So again, you are listening to Biz Talk with Score on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union. You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online. And touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. My co-host with me today is John Burns, one of our mentors for Score. And we are talking to Sue Vandenhoevel, who is the executive director for the Fox West Chamber. We're going to be getting back to Sue in just a moment, but I want to take a little bit of time just to let you know a little bit more about Score, who we are and what we do. Score Fox Cities is located here in Appleton. We are in downtown Appleton, located at the Fox Cities Chamber office. We've been around for 40 years helping people throughout the valley to get started in their business, to help them grow their businesses, and to help them succeed in business. Right now we have approximately 54 members with expertise in just about any area of business you can imagine, including intellectual property, IT, cash flow, various areas of legal, accounting, manufacturing, operational information, financials. In other words, any area that you need help, simply by going out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and signing up for looking for a meeting, we can put you in touch with one of our mentors who will be able to sit down and work with you to discover exactly what your needs are and to help you succeed. In addition, of course, to working here in the Appleton area, we cover approximately 7 counties and go down as far as those of you who might be listening in the Oshkosh area, Fond du Lac area. We also cover Calumet County and even down into the area of Green Lake, Marquette, Washera County, a little bit of Waupaca County. So we have a very, very broad base of activity. So if you're interested in looking for some help to either start your business, move your business along forward, or even looking for exit strategies, we have the people there to help you. So again, get in contact with us. Fastest and easiest way is the website at foxcities.score.org. So looking forward to hearing from you in that area. Now, to get back to a little bit with our guest, Sue, very glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
We were talking a little bit about the Fox Wex Chamber. At one point in time, that was Hortonville Chamber?
That's correct.
Could you give us a little of the history of how that kind of transpired?
Many years ago, it was the Hortonville Chamber. I believe that started in 1999. And then as it evolved, the group did a strategic planning session in 2012. And that laid out some initiatives and objectives for the next 4 years, that being 2016, to where we are now. Remarkably, they are one of the few groups that the consultant that we work with, the Fox West Chamber was one of the few groups that ever accomplished all of the objectives and initiatives that were set forth.
That's quite an accomplishment.
And so one of the first things they did, of course, was to rename the organization so that it would more encompass the municipalities that it represents. And then to move forward with all of those other initiatives. We are now entering into our stage 2 of our strategic planning, and we're reaching out to our membership through a survey and asking the members what they want from their chamber.
Okay.
In the next 4 years, as we plan for Vision 2020, what do you want to see? What can we do to help you and your business and to enhance the business community?
Would you like to share what some of those questions might be and how the responses have been coming?
It is. You know, it's pretty interesting to see. We ask, and this was not only sent to our current membership, but it was sent to people that maybe have dropped their membership, prospects and other general interest ones. And they were asked to list their top three things that they feel their membership gets them. We had about 12 opportunities for them to answer. The number one, as I believe in many membership organizations, is the networking and business contacts, mm-hmm. which received 77%. Exposure for my business received 58%. Referrals and camaraderie, but more in the sense of a place to troubleshoot and to talk to people in a mentoring way about my business.
Mm-hmm.
That was ranked third. Shows that my business is invested in the community. And then also for opportunities for growth, not only professionally for my business, but also as an individual.
Mm-hmm. And does that also mean growth in the chamber organization itself as
yes.
well and being able to be part of that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So those were the top five out of the 12 opportunities that they had to rank.
Okay, and you're now putting that all together for your strategic plan, and when is that all going to be developed?
Well, we're in the midst of the survey. We've launched it. It's been sent out twice, so we'll be giving the membership one more opportunity to complete that, and then we'll be having an actual half-day session in mid-September to actually develop the initiatives. We'll have a leadership team, in addition to our board, that will lead the initiatives to accomplish, to make sure that those come to fruition and that, you know, we're moving forward with everything that we're setting forth.
Okay. So in other words, it's not dictated on high, but you are actually going right to your membership to try and put together the programs they need.
Absolutely. And the first time around, there was probably, I would say, 20 people that were involved in it in mm-hmm. 2012. And again, that was all volunteer-led at that time. They held regular meetings and got all of those initiatives accomplished, and that's the plan again this year. So based on our survey results, we'll work with our consultants. We'll determine the initiatives. We'll put the plan together in September. If we end up having three initiatives, five initiatives, then we will end up, that's how many people will be on the leadership team. And each person on that team will then be responsible for handling one initiative.
And if somebody wants to get more involved with your organization as far as that's concerned, again, you want to give us the website and phone number?
It is foxwestchamber.com. The phone number is 920-931-2925.
Okay, well, we're talking to Sue Vandenhoevel, the executive director of the Fox West Chamber. You're listening to the Biz Talk with Score radio show here on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Solaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me. I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today while Tony is gallivanting around the country. I think that's a local term, isn't it, John? Gallivanting?
Yeah, I think it is.
Anyway, my co-host today is John Burns. John is also one of our Score mentors, and we are talking to Sue Vandenhoevel, who is the executive director of the Fox West Chamber. Before we get back to Sue, I just again want to take just a moment to tell you a little bit more about Score. As I mentioned, we do a lot of mentoring, and the one thing I forgot to mention was that our mentoring is absolutely free. But the other things that we do are we provide a number of seminars and programs throughout the year. In fact, we have partnered with the Chamber on a couple of things, too, in the last year, and look forward to doing that again for some of the programs. But to bring you up to date what's going on right now, we have two major programs that are coming up. The first one for all of you veterans out there, no matter when you served or where you served, if you are in business, interested in starting a business, or need help in the business area, we are going to be doing a very special program. It's called Reboots to Business. It's sponsored through both the VA and the SBA. It's going to be held on August 24th and 25th. That's a two-day session. It's going to be held here in Appleton at the Executive Center on Capitol Drive. The information on all of that, as far as location and so on, is available on our website at thefoxcities.score.org. Or you can register directly with bootstobusiness.org on their Reboot Apply program. The program runs from 8:30 to approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon on both days. There are 9 sessions covering all of the different things that you need to know about business to help you refresh yourself as far as how to help you run your business. It is an excellent program. It is designed for veterans and their spouses to attend, and it is free. So we'd like to remind you that. It'll also include lunch. So please go out to the foxcities.score.org website and get some of the information on that. The other program we have going on is coming up in September, and that is our Simple Steps program. Some of you are familiar with that. Those of you who haven't attended and, again, are looking at starting your business, need help with just about any area, we have 5 sessions. The first one is going to be on September the 11th. That one is the basics. What do I need to know to get started in business? It's held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. And the cost of the first session is $15. The rest of the sessions would be $25 each, and they are held on the following Wednesday nights at the Fox Cities Chamber office downtown. Again, for more details and information, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and take a look at local workshops. That'll cover all of the details. We'll also be putting more information up with all the programs that we're going to be planning for next year that you need to be aware of. So again, go out to that website. Keep up to date as to what we have. We'll have programs of a lot of different services that you may be interested in. The last point I want to make real quickly, SCORE has become involved with an organization that's called the Million Cups Program. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's an opportunity for entrepreneurs to present their information about what it is they do and who they are to the local people here who are interested in that. Other entrepreneurs, we even sometimes have sharks that come in, may be interested in investing and so on. So it's an opportunity to let people know who you are and what you do as an entrepreneur. The program is every week. It's Wednesday morning from 9 to 10, and it is held out at the Fox Valley Technical Campus right now. If you can register at the MillionCups.com Appleton site, and we will have special presentations each week on that. The presentation for the 13th is going to be Sue Coyle. Sue is with Coyle Care Management, and a little information about how she operates her business and things she does and how we as people who are supporting entrepreneurs and other entrepreneurs can help in those kinds of circumstances. So it's a great opportunity to meet other entrepreneurs, meet people who can help you with your business. So these are just some of the programs that SCORE is involved with. But now, one of the programs we're very much involved with is partnering with the Chambers. And I want to get back to Sue, Sue Vandenhoevel, the Executive Director of the Fox West Chamber. Sue, we've been talking about some of the things and ideas that you have there. You've really had a remarkable situation out there as far as growth. How many people do you have in the chamber right now? How much have you grown?
And we have about 200. We have about 230 members right now, but since October of last year, we've gained 48 new members within our organization, and I really think that's due to businesses, much like when you shop for who you're going to do your banking with or legal services, an accountant. I think businesses are shopping around for where they're going to spend their time and dollars in getting involved in organizations.
Okay, and some of the programs, again, that you have that your members can get involved in, things that they can, A, do, but also how they can do that networking you're talking about. Can
of
you kind
course,
of fill
we,
in some of the blanks on
right,
that?
Right, we have the traditional networking events, whether they be, the after-hours events, and such. Earlier on the program, I mentioned our monthly membership meetings, mm-hmm. which is probably, we're one of the few organizations that does a membership meeting of that nature.
What do you do that's unique at that? Because I've attended them, and they're fascinating.
The first half an hour is just networking, and people used to come 10 minutes before the meeting started. They're now coming half an hour before the meeting starts. We actually serve lunch, and people get the opportunity to give their one-minute elevator speech. Of course, we've had to cut that to about 30 seconds, being that we've grown to about 60 people per meeting.
I always get in trouble on that one because I can never do 30 seconds.
And, again, we talk about what's going on in the chamber. From month to month, we're giving them reports on all of the committees, all of the activities, and anything that they need to bring to the table, the chamber leadership is there to listen to the members and work with them. So I really think the key networking aspect, with people's changing schedules these days, sometimes morning doesn't work, sometimes after work doesn't work, and a lunch opportunity it works well. We also move the meetings around, so working within the municipalities that we serve. So one month it'll be at the Municipal Services Center in Hortonville. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be at the town of Grand Chute, then at the town of Greenville. So we move that around so that people have the opportunity. We also ask the representatives in those municipalities to come and speak on any issues that might be relevant not only to the chamber but to the business community at large.
Okay. And you go ahead, John.
So where do your members come from, or who brings them in? Is it?
We've had, in addition to the 48 new members, since January of this year, we've had probably 30-plus prospects. Those are all people that have contacted us about membership, that we're actively cultivating those memberships. So, again, I really think that people are shopping for what they want to do and how they're going to get involved in the community. I think they're hearing good things. People like the personal touch, and it's the referrals that they're getting from longtime members as well as very new members.
Okay, I just take a minute here to remind you, if you have any questions for either John, myself, or for Sue about the chamber, please give us a call. Here we are at 281-1150. That's 281-1150 here in the Fox Cities, or at 866-887-1150. Somebody put a microphone in front of the sign, so bear with me. But best way to get in touch with us right now would be 281-1150 if you have any direct questions for Sue. That particular program, the meeting program, is really kind of unique and different. The other one that you were talking about, and can you kind of give us a little more detail on that, is the what you call the Chamber U. That's another unique program that you guys have.
That is correct. And, we've had three of them so far, one at Integrated Documents in Nina, one at Appleton Ice, and then also at Service Motor Company out in Dale. Fascinating to learn about the big tractors. And, again, that's not meant to be a social aspect. I think oftentimes when you're trying to learn about a business and you're in a networking situation, you don't take time to learn about the specific business. So again, these are very short. We've been doing them at the end of the day, usually starting at around 4:15 to 4:30. You know it's going to be a half an hour of your time. You're in and out, and you're getting a guided tour of that business from beginning to end, and learning what they do. It's been extremely successful for, as I said, it's meant to be in a small group format so that you can really learn about what that business does.
Sue, is that something you're looking to expand?
We would like, again, we'd like to do one every month. We kind of took a hiatus for the summer.
Sure.
To be aware of people's fun times since our summer is so short. So we're looking to book dates beginning in September through the end of the year. So if there's a chamber business out there that is interested in hosting one, they can contact the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
They can send an email to marketing@foxwestchamber.com. Put Chamber U in the subject line and a little bit about your business, and we'll get back to you and see when we can get you on the calendar.
Yeah, the great thing about that I'm hearing is that it gives both the presenter an opportunity to have everybody in the chamber learn a little bit. And what is it, about a half-hour program?
Not yet. We try and keep it to 30 minutes, no more than 40.
So you get a great opportunity to learn what that particular individual does, but then also it gives all of the members an opportunity, again, to network and meet and learn more about everything that's going on in the chamber.
That's correct. And, I mean, this isn't a seminar situation where you're sitting down and listening to a presenter. You're actually walking through their businesses and learning about each aspect of that particular business, which for many of them, it's fascinating. We all drive by businesses every day and say, I really wonder what they do. You know, they have a tagline, they have a mission statement, and you get that general idea. But until you walk through that door and take 30 minutes to find out. So it's really very interesting.
Sue, do you also have other resources that members can find out about other members?
They
businesses?
Do. You know, I mean, and as many membership organizations, our website, we have a searchable directory. So if you meet somebody at an event or a meeting, you can go out and search them by business. You can search them by a particular category. Oftentimes you can search by name as well, so that it makes it relatively easy just to go out to our website and find out who is within that membership.
So, yeah, and in fact, I noticed that some of the meetings, you know, you have people who will say, I need help with this or I need help with that, and can contact each other through the system that you put together.
That's correct.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
And very, very helpful to any individual looking for particular services, or I saw some even looking for employees and, I have a job opportunity and so on. Amazing contact.
It was. One of our meetings, we had an individual who was in the job market, came to our monthly meeting, met some members there, and I think ended up getting hired. So, it was great contact. Mm-hmm. Another thing that kind of sets us apart is the number of civic and community organizations.
I was going to ask you about that because I know you do a lot.
We do. I mean, but they're not only do we do a lot with them, we're members of each other's organizations. So, for example, the Catfish Concert tonight, we help them recruit a lot of volunteers from the chamber membership.
Okay, now that's at the Greenville?
Greenville Lions Park
Lions
tonight,
Park.
Correct.
Okay.
But again, you know, each of the organizations, when they have something going on, we all come together to assist each other. And that's something that I hadn't experienced before. When we do our event, Chocolate Fest, which is the first Saturday after Memorial Day, the number of organizations that are involved in that particular event. And Chocolate Fest is not only a family-friendly festival, but all of the proceeds we give back to seniors that are going to further their education in the form of scholarships.
Okay.
So
we
had over 20 applications this year. We wish that we would make lots more revenue to give out more scholarships, but that's kind of a unique aspect to a festival and what we do with our
revenue. That one has some very interesting activities in it. I was made aware of that, again, this last year. Could you just tell some of the different things that you have for people to do in that particular activity?
Well, you know, as a member of the chamber, you get a free booth at Chocolate Fest, so we have a vendor village, so if you want to come out and promote your business that day. Many festivals have the arts and crafts vendors, which we do. There's a chocolate bar eating contest, which the kids just adore.
Mm-hmm.
Van de Waals has been a great partner in that particular event and setting everything up for the kids. You can build your own candy bar and such. You know, we do fireworks. We do a bake-off. The community really loves doing the bake-off and mm-hmm. entering their things for the bake-off. So
you had a bike ride.
There is a bike ride, Tour de Chocolate. There's also a 5K that goes on. So, again, a few similar things to what other festivals do. Mm-hmm. A few different things as well. So that continues to grow, mm-hmm. And that was started in 2009 to promote the business community.
Okay,
and that's in Hortonville?
We hold that in Hortonville at Community Club Park. Beautiful park that's located there. We really appreciate the support that we get from Community Club Park.
And that's annually?
That is annually. As I said, it's always the first Saturday after Memorial Day. So you can look at your dates coming up for the next several years.
And, of course, one of the things about that is that the chamber members, of course, are the volunteers who make the thing run. How many volunteers did you have this year?
Oh, we probably had upwards of 50 to 60 volunteers that really make that thing happen. And with any organization, with any event that we do, you know, your volunteers are very key and working with what they do and to meet, you know, so that you can make everything run smoothly.
That's one of the things I'm hearing about this is you've got what we call engagement. It's one of the things that so many organizations I get involved with are working so hard to do is you just don't become a member sitting on the sideline. You are engaged in activities. You have the opportunity to take part in all these different committees and different activities.
That is very true. And I think you're fine, at least what we're hearing from people that are attending our, not only our monthly meeting, but our business after hours, they're really enjoying, connecting with people. People tell me all the time that, I come to your event. People that are here, they're interested in learning about me and my business. They're taking the time. There's a very personal touch. They're feeling welcomed. And so they're really enjoying getting involved.
Wonderful. You have fantastic programs that you're putting together. My name is Randy Melzer. We're with the Biz Talk with Score radio program here on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union and Woodward Radio Group are proud to bring you this unique bike event, Bike to the Beat. It takes place the morning of August 6th and is a collaborative community event with Mile of Music. You can literally pedal to the beat of the music as there will be 5 locations along the biking course featuring food, refreshments, and live music from Mile of Music artists. Bike to the Beat is perfect for experienced bike riders, beginners, and the whole family with distances from 10 to 48 miles. Plus, your ride will be helping out a great organization, My Team Triumph. When you are done with the ride, stick around for the finisher's party with live music in Jones Park. But don't just use your bike for Bike to the Beat. Use it for all of Mile of Music with free valet bike parking offered in Jones Park for all of the festival. Get the details on Bike to the Beat and register today by visiting foxbiketothebeat.com.
And welcome back for the last segment here of the Biz Talk with Score radio program. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today with our co-host, John Burns. And we've had a very, very enjoyable show talking to Susan Vandenhoevel, the executive director of the Fox West Chamber. And Sue, we were covering a lot of the different things that your chamber does. One of the other programs did you have, which of course most chambers do, but you have an ambassadors program. Could you kind of tell us a little bit what that's about and what the members do in that?
You know, our ambassadors are really the front line of your organization and keeping in touch with, you know, the membership and carrying that back into the leadership. Our ambassadors, sometimes ambassadors focus on helping prospecting to build the membership. Our particular ambassadors right now are focusing on onboarding our new members.
Oh, okay.
We've had such an upsurge of new members in the last 9 months that we want to make sure that our members are aware of the resources within the chamber. We certainly don't want people that when it's time to pay their annual dues say, I didn't get anything out of it for the year that I'm involved. So each of our ambassadors, we go through our list of new members. They kind of select members to mentor. Okay. And they reach out to those new members. Can I come and talk to you about the chamber? What concerns do you have? Can I meet you at the next meeting? And so that they're really helping them to adjust to the chamber membership and the services that we can offer.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a time commitment does that require for a member?
You know, most of the people that are ambassadors are probably in outside sales. So they're out and about in the community a great deal anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it may take a few hours a month to make those connections. And they're not only doing it on behalf of the chamber, but then they're also making those connections one-on-one with those individuals. We encourage them to select members that they don't know. It's very easy to select somebody that say,
right.
Oh, you know, I know John Doe from ABC Company. I'll work with him. But we really want them to pick somebody that they don't know that they can help onboard.
Okay. Sounds like a great opportunity.
Now, do you have get-togethers with the ambassadors where you can kind of game plan?
We do. We meet not every month, but every other month, and we sit down and talk about, you know, the things that what's going to make the chamber better for the membership. As they're the eyes and ears on the street.
Okay.
You know, they're involved in many other organizations, so they can help bring that information back to us.
Okay, well, so you want to tell us one more time again, how do we get in contact with you, where we reach you?
You can go to our website, which is foxwestchamber.com. Our phone number is 920-931-2925. Our main email is marketing@foxwestchamber.com.
Okay.
Sue, we're at the point in the show where we ask the guest to give a biz tip, something that our listeners can use.
You know, I'm a former small business owner, and back in the day, there weren't a lot of resources available to small business owners. Surround yourself with good people, and that you hear that all the time. I don't necessarily mean that by employees, but make sure you have a good accountant, a good attorney, and those are the type of resources that you can find through SCORE. You can also, you know, go through the eSeed program or the Venture Center,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you're educating yourself about the business world before you take that step. Just because you're good in a particular area, being good in that area and then stepping into running a business are two different things. So take the time to educate yourself as you take that big step.
Great. Yep.
Great
outstanding.
Tip.
Yep. As you can tell, too, a lot of things we do with the chamber, with your chamber especially, we do a lot of partnerships with SCORE. We try to work together as partners with all of the groups out here. So, again, any of the chamber operations and activities and so on that you're interested in, please get a hold of Sue. She'll be more than happy to talk to you about how to get really involved, which it sounds like that's what you people really try to do, is engage your members. So sounds like an outstanding way to go. Okay, and you've been listening now to the Biz Talk radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I've been filling in for Tony Bush today. We will be back again next week. Tony's still on vacation, but I will be back. Our guest for next week is going to be Kurt Haling of Alberts and Haling CPAs, talking about some of the things that are occurring that will be very important to your business for the next 3 to 5 months, so that you can come to the end of the year and be ready without any surprises. So join us next week on Biz Talk with SCORE here on WHBY, Real Live Radio.